Comedy of Manners by one of the last century's most famous poets and playwrights, the American T.S. Eliot, who won the prize in 1948. Renowned for his extraordinary poetry, such as The Wasteland and Proof Rock and Other Observations, Eliot, who settled in England in 1914, was preoccupied with writing the perfect play in verse. The Cocktail Party is a comic and philosophical examination of relationships, written in the 1940s and first performed at the Edinburgh Festival.
The Cocktail Party by T.S. Eliot, adapted for radio by John Foley, with Jeremy Child as Edward, Sheila Gish as Julia, Ian McDermott as Harcourt Riley, and Diana Quick as Lavinia.
You missed the point completely, Julia. There were no tigers. That was the point.
But what were you doing up in a tree? You and the Maharaja.
I said it was perfectly hopeless. You haven't been listening.
Oh, do stop wrangling, both of you. It's your turn, Julia. Do tell us that story you told the other day about Lady Clutes and the wedding cake.
And how the butler found her in the pantry, rinsing her mouth out with champagne. I like that story.
I love that story.
I'm never tired of hearing that story.
You all seem to know. I don't believe that everyone here knows it. You don't know it, do you?
No, I've never heard it.
Well, here's one new listener for you, Julia. And I don't believe that Edward knows it.
I may have heard it, but I don't remember.
And Julia's the only person to tell it. She's such a good mimic.
Am I a good mimic?
You are a good mimic. You never miss anything.
Especially the Lithuanian accent.
I thought she was Belgian.
Did you know Lady Clutes?
No, I never met her.
Edward, offer any more of these delicious olives?
No,
go on with the story about the wedding cake.
No, we'll wait till Edward comes back into the room.
Oh, do go on. Edward wasn't listening anyway.
No, he wasn't listening, but he's such a strain. Edward without Lavinia. What a host! And nothing fit to eat. The only reason for a cocktail party for a gluttonous old woman like me is a really nice tidbit. I can drink at home. Edward, there you are. What's that?
Potato crisps.
No, I can't endure them. Well, I started to tell you about Lady Clutes. It was at the Vincewell wedding. Do you know the Vincewells?
No, I don't know the Vincewells.
Oh, they're both dead now, but I wanted to know. If they've been friends of yours, I couldn't tell the story.
Were they the parents of Tony Vincewell?
Do you know Tony Vincewell?
I came across him last year in California.
Do tell us what you were doing in California.
Making a film.
Trying to make a film.
Oh, what film was it? I wonder if I've seen it.
It was never produced.
Ah. Oh.
But I had a very enjoyable time.
Well, go on with the story about the wedding cake.
Edward, do sit down for a moment.
Very well.
There are so many questions I want to ask you. It's a golden opportunity now Lavinia's away. I've always said if I could only get Edward alone and have a really serious conversation. I said so to Lavinia. She agreed with me. I know you think I'm a silly old woman, but I'm really very serious. Lavinia takes me seriously. I believe that's the reason why she went away, so that I could make you talk. Perhaps she's in the pantry listening to all we say.
No, she's not in the pantry.
Oh. Will she be away for some time, Edward?
If her aunt is very ill, she may be gone for some time.
Is that her aunt Laura?
No, another aunt, whom you wouldn't know. And she's rather difficult. And when she's ill, she insists on having Lavinia.
I never heard of her being ill before.
That's why when she's ill, she gets into a panic.
And sends for Lavinia. I understand these tough old women. I'm one myself. I feel as if I knew all about that aunt, Hampshire.
Hampshire?
Didn't you say Hampshire?
No, I didn't say Hampshire.
Did you say Hampstead?
No, I didn't say Hampstead.
But she must live somewhere.
She lives in Essex.
Well, we weren't probing to it. But let's be sensible. I am going to make you dine alone with me on Friday and talk to me about everything. I've already chosen the people you're to meet.
But you asked me to dine with you alone?
Yes, alone, without Lavinia. So that's all settled. And now I must be going.
But won't you tell the story about Lady Clutes?
What Lady Clutes?
The wedding cake.
Wedding cake? I wasn't at her wedding. Edward, it's been a delightful evening. The potato crisps were really excellent. It's such a nice party. I'd like to repeat it. Why don't you all come to dinner on Friday?
Oh.
No. I'm afraid my good Mrs. Batten would give me notice.
Oh.
And now I must be going.
I'm afraid I ought to be going.
Celia, may I walk along with you?
No, I'm sorry, Peter. I've got to take a taxi.
You come with me, Peter. You can get me a taxi and then I can drop you. I expect you on Friday, Edward and Celia. Mm-hmm. I must see you very soon.